USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
California's assault weapons ban overturned. The ban in effect since 1989, but a federal judge yesterday rules it violates the Second Amendment. California's attorney general plans to appeal. Facebook banning former President Trump until after the midterm elections. Here's Tim Berg.
Facebook says it's suspending Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years, formalizing a long-term penalty for the former U.S. president after its independent oversight board said the company was wrong to keep the ban open-ended. Facebook saying it would revisit the suspension 2 years from the date of its initial move to suspend him on January 7th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
G7 countries agree to a historic new tax deal. Finance ministers in London agree to tax companies where they conduct their business. They also agree to a minimum corporate tax rate of 15%. A UK official says this will reform the global tax system to make it fit for the digital age. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Mixed reactions to the latest jobs report. The Labor Department announcing yesterday the U.S. added about 560,000 jobs in May. President Biden calls the report great news, and he says it's due in part to the American Rescue Plan.
The plan provided those resources to get shots in people's arms, underwrite the vaccination effort, enough vaccine supply for every single American, more vaccinators, people to put shots in the arms, and more vaccination sites.
Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady, though, points out economists expected more jobs to be added, and he says long-term unemployment is higher now than when the pandemic started. A microbiologist now reconsidering his thoughts on the origins of COVID. New York City Dr. Peter Pelosi was one of over two dozen doctors who signed a letter last year downplaying the theory that the virus escaped from a lab. Recently, though, he tells London's The Daily Mail a lot of disturbing information has surfaced since that letter, and he believes a thorough investigation is needed. A police officer in Massachusetts dies yesterday while trying to rescue a 14-year-old boy from a pond in Worcester. The boy also dies. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A black man killed by police in Minneapolis may have fired the first shot. Winston Boogie Smith shot to death Thursday by deputies trying to arrest him for being a felon in possession of a gun. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension saying Friday the 32-year-old Smith fired a gun with the spent cartridge being found in the car. Smith's family members calling for any video of the incident to be released. A wrong-way driver blamed for the deaths of two police officers in San Diego. California Highway Patrol says the driver hit two police officers in another car Friday morning on I-5. The wrong-way driver also killed. We'll soon learn more about the man who created one of the most famous comic strip characters ever. Wendy King has more.
Apple TV is giving people a glimpse of their brand new special.
We have to write an essay? 500 words about who we are? I have no idea who I am. Good grief.
Who Are You, Charlie Brown? Explores the legacy of the Peanuts comic strip and its creator, Charles M. Schulz. He died at age 77 in February of 2000. The new special is narrated by Lupita Nyong'o and features interviews with Schulz's family and friends, along with fans of the comic strip, including Kevin Smith, Al Roker, Drew Barrymore, and others. Who Are You, Charlie Brown? Premieres June 25th on Apple TV+. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.